Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 7:45. A New Mexico dreamer, who is also the state's Teacher of the Year, accompanied a U.S. Senator to President Donald Trump's State of the Union. Yvonne Orozco Acosta continues to push for a permanent solution to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. Ross Brown reports.
Orozco Acosta graduated from the University of New Mexico and has been a teacher for the past 4 years. She is hopeful that President Donald Trump and Congress will follow through on sparing dreamers from deportation so she can keep teaching.
I have a responsibility to return and give back to my community, and the only way that I can do that is through having legal protections, and there's just such an urgency for this issue. There's always a fear for me, you know, waking up in the morning with a lot of uncertainty. You know, it is scary times right now.
Trump says if dreamers receive an education, meet work requirements, and show good moral character, they could become U.S. citizens in 12 years. Orozco Acosta was born and raised in Mexico until she was 12 years old, when her family immigrated to the United States. She believes most DACA recipients have shown they deserve U.S. citizenship.
DACA is a merit-based program. Not everyone gets in. There was an extensive background check. You know, these are people that are not asking for handouts. We have done the work, and we deserve a solution.
Trump has said a DACA solution is possible, but only if a long-promised border wall with Mexico is built. Orozco Acosta wonders if people who support the wall really understand what that means.
I think people think of this wall being somewhere where there is nothing there, but the reality is that there are communities, people that live there, that would really disrupt their lives. And so I think people need to look at the bigger picture.
Orozco Acosta was recently named New Mexico's 2018 Teacher of the Year. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Recently, Temple Beth El in Las Cruces hosted an event featuring a recording of a speech presented by Martin Luther King Jr. in 1961. Commentator Peter Goodman says King's words still resonate today.
Too often, we find ourselves living in monologue rather than dialogue. That aptly describes 2018, but Martin Luther King said that on March 12, 1961, recently, a bunch of us gathered to listen to the recorded speech. Listening, I thought about March 1961, 6 weeks after Jack Kennedy's inauguration, 5 years before Texas Western, now UTEP, shocked the world by winning the NCAA basketball championship, starting 5 Negro players and upsetting racist-run Kentucky. 1961. A Kenyan graduate student got his white girlfriend pregnant. They married in February in Hawaii. Their son would be born in August. No one imagined he'd someday be president. Hell, in 23 states they could have been arrested and jailed just for marrying. King discusses whether there's been real progress in race relations. Extreme optimists point to marvelous strides and conclude, quote, "We can sit down now comfortably by the wayside and wait," unquote, for the inevitable equality. Extreme pessimists call those strides minor, see the Klan gaining strength, and conclude there's been no real progress, and can be none. King combines the truths of those views while avoiding extremes. He says, "We have come a long, long way," but also says, "We have a long, long way to go." He says, quote, "We have broken loose from the Egypt of slavery, and we have moved through the wilderness of segregation, and now we stand on the border of the promised land of integration. Now the great challenge facing the nation is to move on." I recall those times. I recall news photos of neatly dressed young black men sitting in at segregated lunch counters. Nonviolently, they integrated lunch counters in scores of southern cities. Even in my northern high school, Italians and blacks were at odds, violently sometimes. In 1964, when a white girl dated a black boy, the principal called her parents to make sure they knew. That angered a few of us. In 1965, just back from going south in the civil rights movement, I was drinking beers with our softball team. A black man briefly came into the bar to buy cigarettes, and one of my teammates muttered, "nigger," under his breath. When I spoke up, I nearly got attacked by my own teammates. March 1961 was a pause along a steep mountain path with a lot of switchbacks and the usual mix of grand aha views and weariness. Are we there yet? No, but we have made even greater strides. Integration is assumed, but equality is still somewhere around the bend. Our racist president is a speed bump. Someday people will wonder why anyone fussed about color. But today, as in March 1961, that's a future we cannot assume, but must struggle for.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.